Hi everyone, Drew Brode here, host of the Broken Brain Podcast. Today is our Big Idea of the Week episode. It's where I present a thought, a distinction, or idea that's radically changed my life for the better. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. This is an episode that typically comes out on Tuesday. When I get really busy, I just put it out whenever I get a chance to, because good enough is good enough, because I know these big idea episodes bring you, that's the audience, value. How do I know? Many of you have let me know. You've shot me a text. If you want to shoot me a text and tell me what you thought about this or any other episodes, you have a question, you just want to say hi, shoot me a text, 302-200-5643. I respond to everyone, at least for right now. We'll see what happens when it really grows in the future. So thank you for being here. Today, we're talking about tough things that make us a better human, specifically the topic of having the courage to tell others when you are hurt. Ooh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one for a lot of people. How do I know it's a tough one? It's a tough one, and I know it's a tough one for a lot of people because last week on social media, I posted an image called Seven Tough Things That Make Us Better Humans. These are seven things that are really hard to do, but when we do them, we become a better person. And if you want to see this list, you can look at the show notes. You can click over to Instagram and see it. And I also did a podcast on this exact topic, seven tough things that make us a better human. And I'll link to that in the show notes too. When I asked people in the captions on Instagram, which of these things do you have the toughest time doing? I was surprised to see that the one that kept on showing up for people was number four. Having the courage to tell others when you are hurt. Having the courage to tell other people when you're hurt. It's not easy. In fact, it's tough, but it makes us a human, a better human being. Well, why does it make us a better human being? Why actually are we talking about hurt? Why are we devoting today's episode to it? We're devoting today's episode to this topic because when we hold on to hurt, something really bad happens. We build up resentment. We build up resentment for the people in our lives, often the people that we care and love about the most. Now, why is resentment bad, right? Before we get into the practicalities of how to express hurt and how to go about it the right way, we first got to start off by even understanding why is holding on to hurt a bad thing? Well, it's bad because it creates resentment. I don't mean bad and good and that sort of stuff. It's natural. We have a tendency as human beings to hold on to resentment. But why is it not productive? Well, holding on to hurt is not productive because it creates resentment. Why is resentment not productive? Well, there's three big reasons why resentment is not always productive or not really ever productive in our lives. So here's the first one. When you hold on resentment towards someone in your life, you have a hard time seeing their actions for what they truly are. You have a hard time seeing them for who they truly are in this moment. Your resentment becomes a filter that you see everything else through. I know that you can relate. I can relate to this. Have you ever had so much resentment towards a friend, a loved one, a family member, somebody in your life, a group, a population of people? Let's focus on close people that we actually have a relationship with. Have you ever had so much resentment that you're just expecting them to act a certain way and you're kind of looking for that? You know, the thing is, that doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good in our body to have resentment and expect somebody to show up in a particular behavior and actually look for it, because we become hyper triggered even by the slightest of their actions. What's another reason why resentment is not a productive feeling? Well, the second reason is that it's freaking unfair. Now, close your eyes for a second and imagine someone in your life that you love. Okay, just close your eyes for a second if you can, if you're not driving. Close your eyes for a second and imagine someone that you love, someone that you actually care about, right? Good friend, a loved one, your partner, husband, wife, whatever it might be, a child. And imagine this person who you love and care about. Now, imagine that something happened between you and this person that you didn't know about, right? You experienced it. It was an action. It was an event. It was a situation of circumstances and you experienced it, but you didn't know that they left from that situation feeling hurt. And they never told you. And they built up resentment. And then something else happened and they built up some more resentment. How does it feel inside to know that someone you love, someone you care about, is resentful of you because they didn't express their hurt? That doesn't feel good. This is somebody that you actually really care about. It doesn't feel good. So vice versa, when we have people in our life that we've built up resentment towards, we can imagine that that's not going to feel good to them. We wouldn't want to put ourselves in that situation. We wouldn't want to put other people in this situation. The third reason why resentment is not a productive thing in our life is that eventually resentment won't just impact that one relationship. Long-term resentment tends to spill over into your own sense of self-image. You start to resent yourself. You start to treat yourself harshly. You start to interact with yourself with that same vibration that you've been giving other people. So this is not just for improving other relationships. We're addressing the topic of hurt because it makes us a better human. When we can express it, we don't hold on to it. We share with other people, and we're less likely to be resentful towards them, and we're less likely to be resentful towards ourselves. So even though this is about expressing hurt, this is really about not holding on to things, anything. We don't want debt in our life, financial debt, right? You don't want to hold on to that. Too much debt will slow you down. It'll be hard to get out of. We don't want debt in our relationships, and resentment is a form of debt that adds up, which ultimately will have golden friendships self-implode because you can't see the person for who they are, or you can't see your partner or husband or wife or child or whoever it is. You can't see them for who you are. All you see is your resentment first, like a filter, like rose-colored glasses that you see the entire world with, and then that same resentment will end up coming for you. All right? So that's why we're talking about this topic, because resentment, which is a byproduct of holding on to hurt, isn't productive. Now, the question becomes, why don't we tell people we're hurt? It sounds like a very basic question, but why don't we tell other people we're hurt when we are? Well, I'm sure there's an infinite list, but I've come up with three common reasons that I've seen in my own life when it comes to me, or when it comes to my friends or the listeners who text me sometimes and say, I'm going through this situation, I'm trying to process it, you know, and we dig and dig and dig and we end up finding something. So these are one of the three things that I commonly see out there, and by no means is this a complete list. So why don't we tell people we're hurt? Number one, we don't know how. The practical, there's a practical reason. We're not exactly sure. We haven't seen good examples of communication in our lives. Maybe we grew up in a household where people fought all the time and they didn't know how to express it, or they were blaming each other all the time. And that conflict scared us, or that conflict put us in a place where we shut down. So we just haven't seen practical examples. We haven't read about the topic, or we just haven't had a partner or a situation or a business partner that we've really gotten the chance to practice it. Right? So that's the first reason. We don't know how. Number two, we don't feel safe. Now, the thing about safe is that it's not someone else's job to make you feel safe, right? So I first want to start off with this. It's our job together to create safety inside of the relationship. What is safety, right? Because sometimes safety can feel like a very esoteric, you know, woo-woo, spiritual granola thing. Really what we're talking about is this. We want to create a culture, right? For any guys that are listening that might react to the word safety, or for anybody who's very pragmatic, that safe and vulnerable feel like woo-woo spiritual things. All we're trying to say is we're trying to create a culture. We're trying to create a culture in any relationship where two people care about each other. We're trying to create a culture of bringing things up where it's okay. You're not going to get shut down. You're not going to get yelled at. You're not going to get this. You're not going to get that. And that takes two people or more to work on that together. Now, sometimes we're in a very toxic situation and we're with somebody who's actually abusive in our lives and is hurting so much that they're taking that hurt out on us. And in that situation, you know, we just really got to seek outside help, right? It may be too big for us to take it on ourselves. And I think that one of the best things that couples especially can do, and families can do, where there's deep, deep, deep seated resentment and, you know, a lot of layers, is going to therapy. And I'll talk about that a little bit more. So the third common reason that people don't tell the people in their lives, why we don't tell the people in our lives that we feel hurt, is we want to feel hurt. This is a deep one. And I might just have to do another podcast on just this topic alone. There are some times where the ego, Eckhart Tolle calls it the pain body, this part inside of us, this part inside of our body that wants to feel pain. It could be related to old trauma, but that there's some part of feeling bad actually feels good to that ego, that pain body inside. And there's so many layers to this, right? But just know that sometimes we don't tell people that we're hurt because we actually want to stay in hurt. We want to feel bad. We want to activate that ego. Our ego, our pain body, if you've ever read the work of Eckhart Tolle, who's been a huge inspiration in my life and a reflection, his writing has really helped me unpack a lot of this stuff. We all have a little bit of this here and there. One thing that I really got clear from some of his writings is that we all have inside of us this part of us that identifies with pain. And that pain feels known versus the unknown. And sometimes we attract or we pull in things in our life that are negative, and we hold on to them because it makes us feel like we know who we are, versus being vulnerable, which is scary and the unknown, and takes a little bit of courage to get out of our comfort zone. And sometimes we don't want to get out of our comfort zone. So those are the three most common reasons that I see that people don't tell the people in their life that they care about that they are hurt. They don't know how. They haven't created the culture of safety inside of their relationship, partnership, business partnership, you know, parenting, child relationship, whatever it might be. And number three, which is a deeply spiritual thing, is they want to feel hurt. We want to feel hurt. And I know that we can all relate to that. So now let's zoom out for a second, right? So the original thing was, having the courage to tell others when you're hurt makes you a better human. This isn't about blame. Sometimes people think and they look at the idea of telling other people that we're hurt as a blame. It's their fault that we're hurt. And that's not what this podcast is about, and it's not the truth of it. The whole idea of expressing hurt is to repair a relationship or repair communication between two people who actually do truly care for each other. So that's the goal. Let's understand that the goal of telling someone, having the courage to tell someone that we're hurt, is to repair or get clarity so that we're good. Because when we're good, then we can focus on all the things in life that we actually want to focus on. When we're bad, then we step when we're bad in the relationship, the opposite of good, when we actually have tension in the relationship, when we have resentment, that takes actually a huge percentage of our energy. Even when the other person isn't around, we think about it all day, we daydream about it, we talk in the shower to ourselves about what we're going to say to them the next time that it comes up. You know, it just takes up a lot of mental and physical energy when we're constantly thinking about that. So that's the goal. The goal of expressing hurt is to repair our relationships, right? When we understand that, then we see the power of creating that culture inside of any relationship in our life, that culture of vulnerability, where we do something very important. We express feedback or hurt early and often. Now, this isn't about feeling hurt about everything, blaming it on somebody and saying it's their fault. Okay, I'm gonna go and just express hurt. I'm hurt by this, I'm hurt by that, I'm hurt by this. The truth is, when we really understand hurt for the context that it plays in our life, expressing hurt is also about taking on responsibility. Taking on responsibility in our part in that hurt. And sometimes that starts with just having a sense of curiosity, which I'm gonna get to in a second. When our relationships in our life feel hurt, when our friend, when our partner, when our loved one feels hurt, we want to know. We want to know. And so that's why we have to remind ourselves that when we feel hurt, the people in our lives, whether they know it or not, they do actually care about us. And if expressed the right way, they do want to know. So I think that's a big thing for a lot of people to take away, is that put yourself in the other person's situation. Going back to that example that we started off in the beginning of the podcast, imagine someone you love. Close your eyes and imagine someone you love. Imagine this person that you love, that you care about, that you look up to, that you want close to you in your life. Imagine they have a ton of resentment towards you that you don't know about. That doesn't feel good. So when you hold on to resentment, it's not fair. It's not fair for the other person that's in your life that you care about. So now the question becomes, how do we process and actually, what's the practicality of telling other people that we are hurt about something? Now, like all of these big idea episodes, this is all about awareness, because it's not just about language, it's about understanding the energy that we're bringing into a situation. Have you ever heard that quote? They say, if you're hysterical, it's historical. Like if somebody does something, like any parent knows this. I'm not a parent, but you know, I've been a child, so I know that this is what parents know. So a child drops, you know, a glass of milk. Right? The classic, you know, don't cry over spilled milk. A child drops a glass of milk and you blow up at them, right? Or just somebody you care about does something and you blow up about them, right? And your response is disproportional to the event that happened. That's the idea of, if you're hysterical, it's historical. It's not just about the situation. It's about things that have built up to this situation, often things that we haven't had a chance to express. But you know what? We're human beings. We get overloaded. We don't know how to express things. We don't know how to have good communication. Nobody gave us a manual or a user guide to understand how to operate this operating system. That's why we actually study it. That's why we talk about it. And I hope this podcast gives you some reflection. So how do we actually process and tell other people that we're hurt? Step one, be curious and really ask yourself, what am I actually hurt by? Now, here's the thing. Everyone, including you and me, is doing the best they know how. I truly believe that, because why would they be showing up the way they are right now? If they knew any better, they wouldn't be doing that. And sometimes you can say, no, they should know better. They do know better. Well, they don't. They really don't get it. Otherwise, they wouldn't do that. Somebody who truly knows better wouldn't show up the way that they do. Now, we all make mistakes, which is the point of this. Everyone, including you and me, is doing the best they know how with the consciousness they have, which means we want to give people the benefit of something, not the benefit of doubt, because that's actually a little bit negative. We don't want to give them the benefit of doubt. We want to give them the benefit of curiosity. Be open and understand that communication is inherently messy. Communication is messy. So many times I see in my own life and in my friends and many of you who have texted me and talked to me about kind of situations that you're dealing with, I've seen that often one person, you know, the person that we feel hurt by, they said one thing, but we heard another. Or they said one thing, but we didn't get full clarification, we assumed. So before you decide how to feel, which is crazy because we think that we're hurt, so it must be true. But between our true self, whatever you want to call that, your soul, your atma, your awareness, whatever it is, your true self, and that emotion, let's say that emotion is hurt in this instance, between the two of those lies a space, and that space is awareness. And that awareness, that recognition where we take a step back, we zoom out, is actually where a lot of growth happens. That awareness allows us to look at a situation, pause, and not be reactive, and instead be active. A reaction is simply reacting to the situation. An action is choosing how to act and move forward from here. So sometimes somebody said something, and instead of just jumping immediately to our emotion of being hurt, we actually might step into curiosity. And curiosity allows us to get clarification. That's the first thing. Before you decide how to feel, or as you notice yourself wanting to be hurt, getting clarifications from the person that you're communicating with, that alone sometimes helps squash the miscommunication and the hurt that's there. Now, sometimes somebody says something and we're processing these emotions in real time and we just feel hurt. And it feels so clear to us what the person is saying or trying to say. In that case, this is also where curiosity goes into step two. So step one was curiosity, actually looking into it, understanding that people are doing the best they can, coming into every situation in your life, in work, understanding that. Once we've brought some curiosity, step two is we can tap into something as a tool to get clarification with what's going on or to express our hurt. And that tool is something called the soft starter. Now, the soft starter isn't something that I came up with. It's something that the Gottman Institute, a scientific approach to marital therapy, came up with. I've been seeing a Gottman therapist with my girlfriend for pretty much since the time that we've been together. And even before that, Gottman was something that I really looked into and researched to improve all the relationships in my life, including friendships. So the Gottman Institute has found something really interesting, and then I'll get into what a soft starter is. They found that 94% of the time, when they looked at couples on video, 94% of the time, the way a discussion starts and the way and the energy that a discussion has in the beginning determines the way it ends. Think about that for a second. 94% of the time, which is pretty much always, the way a discussion starts determines the way it ends. So if we come into a situation blaming somebody, accusing somebody, not being curious, that is most likely how the situation is going to end. Now, we're all human beings. We overreact sometimes. Even I overreact sometimes. Even I jump into stuff and I make assumptions and I don't clarify. And that's part of being human. But when we're mindful of this, we get a chance to do the work and we say, okay, if the way that a conversation starts determines the way that it ends, how can I bring this up? How on a practical level can I bring up the hurt that I have in a way to somebody else without putting them on defense, the defense? So that's a tool that the Gottman Institute has created called the soft starter, right? So a soft starter, here are some of the key principles. Well, actually, let me describe what it is, and then I'll get into the key principles. A soft starter is a way of bringing something up that might feel tough, like expressing hurt, in a way that's not putting blame on other people, right? So some of the things that, so an example could be, let's say you have, somebody texted me this. They are in a relationship, married, I believe, and their partner compares them to their ex. And in not in a good connotation, my ex used to do this so much better, or these are the negative way that you're similar to my ex. And that feels hurtful to the other person on the receiving end. So instead of saying, you know, you're so selfish and stuck in the past, why do you keep on comparing me to your ex? That's a hard starter, right? That's a hard starter. You're accusing somebody, you're blaming somebody. You're going to practice a soft starter. So what does a soft starter look like? It could be, hey, sweetie, I feel hurt when you compare me to your ex. And then it could be, I know you may not be aware of it. I know you may not be doing it on purpose. I know that it may not be our intention. So simply adding that in, hey, sweetie, I know it may not be your intention, but I feel hurt when you compare me to your ex. Or, hey, sweetie, I know it may not be your intention, or I know you may not be doing it on purpose, or you may not be aware of it. It's got to be true to you. But again, if we know that truly most people, not most people, everyone is doing the best they know how, and this is somebody that you love, somebody that you care about, they are not aware. And even if they're doing it on purpose, they're not aware of what cycle of hurt this is causing. They're not aware of how it comes across. So you find the languaging that's true to you. You say, hey, sweetie, you may not be aware of it, but I feel hurt when you compare me to your ex. That's simply giving them the benefit of the doubt, giving them the benefit of curiosity and openness is what I meant. That already puts them in a place where they're not on defensive and they're more likely to be open to you. Because when we call people out instead of calling them up, we put them on defense. And there's a great quote from Gandhi that many people have heard before. And it's so beautiful, both on the macro and the micro. And it says, an eye for an eye simply makes the whole world blind. So in a relationship with somebody that we love and that we care about, when they attack us and they didn't do it on purpose, when we express hurt back or they did something that they didn't know, when we express hurt, but we put them on defense, then going back to Gottman, research has found that 94% of the time, the way a discussion starts determines the way the discussion ends. So if you don't care about your relationships, if you don't care about this person and you want to drive your relationships into the ground, do anything that you want to do, right? It's not me who's here to tell you how to operate. But if you actually want to repair and step back into love and joy and creativity, by the way, this is something that even can make your business partnerships better. I use this with my business partner all the time. My business partner, Dr. Hyman, and I, who have been together for 5 years in a business relationship, you know, we have a lot of companies, a lot of moving parts. It's natural that people are going to piss each other off, or there's hurt that's going to come up, or we're not going to see eye to eye on things. And instead of attacking each other, and instead of, you know, and sometimes it happens, and we just go back into repair and we say, hey, listen, when you said this, this was a little hurtful. Like, I just want to say, like, you know, I know you didn't mean to, or I know you're focused on just getting this project done, but I want to express, you know, give that person the benefit of curiosity. Try this in your relationships in life and see how it improves this. Because the goal, again, of expressing hurt is to repair. When you can repair, you can have a ton of free energy to go and do anything else that you want to do in any relationship. Then we can focus in business on the things that actually matter. We can focus on hitting the sales goals. We can focus on achieving our best, coming out with that new project, instead of using wasted time during the day, worried about what the other person said, feeling resentful, I'm in the wrong relationship, and you haven't expressed that hurt to them. You know, that's not a way to operate. Well, it is a way to operate, but it's not going to lead you closer to your ultimate goals that you really care about. So step one was step into curiosity. Step two, use a soft starter as a vehicle to bring up your hurt, because 94% of the time, the way a discussion starts determines the end. And I gave some examples. And by the way, the Gottman Institute has some great blog posts, free blog posts on this topic. If you go down to the show notes in this podcast, you can find a link to how you can practically use a soft startup in your life. And you can see the key principles they talk about, which is focus on your complaint. A complaint is not a bad thing, right? You genuinely sometimes have a complaint for the people in your life, but you don't need to focus on the blaming aspect, right? Here's another principle. Focus on you, not them. Third principle, don't accuse them of something. The truth is, you don't know. You don't know why they did it. Do they have a hard day at work? Are they stressed out? Right? That doesn't mean that you have to accept it. It just means that you don't know. Be curious, be open. And the last one is be kind. How would you want somebody to bring it up to you when you messed up? Ideally, your hope is that you'd like them to bring it up with kindness because you were doing the best that you knew how. So let's give people that same kindness that we want. Okay, step three on the topic of how do we actually process and tell others that we're hurt? Step three. Step three is about zooming out. Taking the 30,000 foot view in our life. And I often find that after, you know, we get a little moment away from the hurt, or let's say somebody sent us an email and we have a little bit of time to process, right? You don't have to do these sequentially. This can come in at any time. I find it's useful to zoom out and look at our life and the emotions that we're feeling and the hurt that we're feeling from 30,000 feet up, and really look at where this hurt lives inside of us. Where does this hurt live inside of us, especially if this is something in our life that we regularly get triggered about? You know, as I said in the beginning part of the podcast, a big part of hurt and a big part of communicating hurt and having the courage to tell others that we are hurt is responsibility, self-responsibility. So self-responsibility is understanding something very powerful, right? It's understanding that actually nobody can really make us feel hurt. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't feel hurt sometimes, but nobody can make us feel hurt. You know, I had this mentor. He was one of the first Jain monks to leave India. And he came to the United States of America. The Jain philosophy is very similar to Buddhism. It's part of where my tradition and ancestry comes from in India. It's this really beautiful philosophy and way of life in India. It's less a religion, although it's sometimes seen as a religion. It's more of a way of life and a way of thinking of stuff. It's similar to Buddhism, but there are some differences. So there was a Jain monk who was a mentor to me, former Jain monk. His name was Gurudev Chitrabanaji. And Gurudev just means teacher, right? In the Indian tradition. It doesn't mean this person's your guru and you listen to everything that they say. It just means teacher over there, like the way that we would acknowledge a teacher, a professor, or something like that. This is a teacher in your life. So this this guy, Chitrabanaji, who is an incredible, incredible human being and soul, really wrote some fantastic books that are out there. 12 Facets of Reality is one of my favorite ones that he wrote. I think you can find the free PDF online. And also, I want to acknowledge him because he passed a few years ago, and he had a huge and profound impact in my life. He used to say this quote to me and share in his lectures in New York City that I would drive up to. He said, "No one can change your channels unless you give them the remote control. Nobody can change your channels unless if you give them the remote control." So there's two layers to this, right? Nobody can really make us feel hurt. We feel hurt inside. Now, along with that, I want to acknowledge that part of being a human being is vulnerably letting people into our life, a partner, a loved one, a child, a business partner, a friend, or whoever it is. So there are situations in our life where we do feel hurt. And it doesn't mean that they didn't play a role in it, that they didn't maybe bring something up or say something in a way and that we can't clean up. But the larger spiritual aspect of this is that we have to remember that on a spiritual level and on a brain level, even on a scientific brain level, they don't go into our body and press a button that says hurt. No, we believe something that they said, or we listen to something that they said and we decide to feel hurt. Again, this doesn't mean, this is a conversation about duality. On one hand, nobody can make us feel hurt. On the other hand, we do feel hurt sometimes when we let people into our life and we're vulnerable and we do want to be a human being and clean that up. And we also want to realize that if there's persistent hurt in our life that's there, we want to look into it ourselves, because ultimately, any hurt that somebody brings up is about a larger hurt that's there. You know, I remember this quote by Byron Katie, who I'm going to read the quote here in a second. I remember this quote that she shared one time. She said, you know, "All hurt is old hurt looking for a new home," right? So we want to learn from our hurt. It's not to blame the other person, but it's also not to blame us, but it is to learn from it. So we want to ask ourselves, what is this hurt about? You know, I actually get excited whenever I get hurt. After I get the initial feelings of feeling hurt or that sort of thing, I step into curiosity and I zoom out. And sometimes I do this before I've talked to somebody. Sometimes I do this afterwards. And I say, what is this really about? What is this hurt about? What is it bringing up inside of me? You know, what is it bringing up when our wife or husband or partner regularly has, you know, has practical criticism for us about something in our life? Like, "Hey, babe, you know, I want to stick to the budget. And I feel like you're not sticking to the budget, or you're overspending," or when our child has feedback for us, or our parent has feedback for us. And it brings up something larger in us, you know, this deeper hurt that's there. What is that about? Is it about us not being good enough? Is it about us feeling like that we're very critical on ourselves and we're hypercritical on ourselves, so we don't like when other people have practical criticisms for us? It's different for everybody, but it's important to know that a bigger part of hurt, that's the deepest part of us becoming better human beings, is something very powerful. And actually, instead of trying to describe it, because you can see I'm struggling to find the words, I'm going to read a quote from Byron Katie from some of her teachings. And here's the quote. "Hurt feelings or discomfort or any kind cannot be caused by another person. No one outside of me can hurt me. That's not a possibility. It's only when I believe a stressful thought that I get hurt." This is key. It's only when I believe a stressful thought. It's not somebody's hurtful comments that hurt us. It's us believing them. That was my feedback. That's not part of the quote. So I'm going back to the quote now. And I'm the one who's hurting me by believing what I think. This is good news because it means that I don't have to get someone else to stop hurting me. I'm the one who can stop hurting me. It's within my power. We either believe what we think or we question it. There's no other choice. I'm going to read that part of the quote again. We either believe what we think or we question it. There's no other choice. Questioning our thoughts is the kinder way. Inquiry always leaves us more loving human beings. So there's that duality. My entire first part of the podcast was about the practical ways to express that we do feel hurt, which I think is important. And I think that Byron Katie would say it's important. And the other last part of the podcast was the deep spiritual truth that no one outside of me can hurt me. It's only when I believe a stressful thought that I get hurt. And we can maintain both of them. And in fact, I do regularly in my life, right? I want to give a shout out to my girlfriend because since the beginning of our relationship, because we've been going to the Gottman therapist here in Los Angeles, who I love and think is amazing. His name is Michael Latimer. We did a podcast with him previously on the Broken Brain podcast about couples and coronavirus and lockdown and how to have better communication. And we were taught a lot of these things through the Gottman method. And, you know, he's trained in the Gottman method and other methods. So he talked to us about the importance of expressing hurt or feelings or, you know, whatever it might be. So we really try to live by that. You know, if there's something that's going on, it's like, let's express it early and often and not wait for it to fester and build up and have resentment towards each other. And I can tell you the freedom that it gives us in our relationship to focus on everything else that matters. We just don't waste time on bullshit. We don't waste time on, you know, needless things that are there. We just get to the root of it. We talk about it. And sometimes that brings up a larger topic like, okay, is this other hurt? You know, was this from a past relationship? Was this the way something that we felt growing up or a parent or something else that's there? And you can have both of those aspects and both of them make you a better person in your relationships and also make you a better human being. So last step, number four, sometimes we need help in processing our hurt. And I want to say, don't ever be shy about going to get help in your relationships. Go see a counselor, go see a therapist, whether it's individually or sometimes in relationship, I find that it's great to work with a therapist. I'm giving a shout out to Michael Latimer, not because he asked me, but because that's the therapist that I use. You know, I don't get free therapy from him. I actually go with my partner and we pay for the relationship therapy that's there. So there's other Gottman therapists in your area. Obviously, Michael and a lot of other people are doing remote counseling with everything that's going on with COVID. So you can find somebody, just go to the Gottman website and you can find the show notes, a link to it. So in conclusion, I hope this podcast has been helpful. This topic of hurt has been helpful that we've unpacked. If it has, text me. I want to hear from you. There's so many of you who listen who have not sent me a text before because you don't think I'm going to reply or you think that it's some sort of marketing ploy. It's neither. I reply to everybody and it's not a marketing ploy. I do send out quotes or things that are inspirational to me. I do send out, you know, ideas every once in a while on text message and you can unsubscribe anytime that you want to, but I'm not trying to sell you anything. So if you want to text me, 302-200-5643. That's 302-200-5643. Say hi. Tell me what you thought about this podcast. And if you did like it, share it with a friend or leave a review. Both of those things help other people find this podcast. Share it with a friend. Leave a review. I appreciate you. I thank you for listening. And I'm wishing you more peace, joy, and love in your life. This is Drew Perrott here from the Broken Brain Podcast, signing off.